for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Thanks for connecting with us today. God bless you, lift you, favor you, and perfect all things concerning you in Jesus' name. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. I'm your friend and host. However your time zone, distance is never a barrier to God's Word and His Holy Spirit to visit and answer your prayers. From here, it's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. Today, child of God, we'll be talking about living outside the box of people's opinion. We take our first reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Proverbs 29, verse 25, from the Good News Translation. The Bible says, "It's dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you, but if you trust the Lord, you are safe." Hallelujah. Child of God, people who accomplished big things in life faced objections, opposition, and opinionated people who tried to discourage them. Opinions can be constructive, destructive, influencing, and at times teleguiding. When the first aeroplane designed by the Wright brothers tried to fly, people told them it would never work because humans aren't designed to fly. When Moses led the Israelites across the desert, the people complained, "You want to take us to the desert for us to die of hunger? We want to go back to Egypt." When a president of the United States said United States would send a man to the moon, many people said it would never be done. When we plan to start the daily podcast, some said to me, "What would you talk about every day? Limit yourself to the pulpit. Have you counted the cost associated? The time? Will people listen?" Today we have listeners around the world and more counting. Child of God, anyone who has ever tried to do anything great has always come face to face with objectors. The thing is, objectors aren't necessarily bad people. They may truly want what's best for you. They may love you, but they are not God. So don't treat their opinions like you would treat God's opinion for you. In the book of Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25, the Messenger edition of the Holy Bible, Bible says therein, "The fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that." Hallelujah. Child of God, some have been disorganized by opinions of others and don't even realize it. In a sense, some of us have become addicted to the approval of others, always looking for approval of man instead of the approval of God. Another translation of the Holy Bible, which is the Good News edition, Proverbs 29 verse 25 says, "It is dangerous to be concerned with what other people think of you, but if you trust the Lord, you are safe." Hallelujah. When you give more weight to the opinion of others than you give to God's opinion, you stay on the sideline when God wants you in the game. In other words, when God wants you to do certain things and you are rather concerned about the opinion of people, you will not get there. Hear me, you stay locked up in the prison of self-made fear and limitation. Other people's opinion can sidetrack you from God's purpose for your life. Don't let that happen. In Isaiah 8 verse 13, the New International Version of the Holy Bible, the Bible says, "The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy, is the one you are to fear, is the one you are to dread." Hallelujah. Child of God, so break the chains of fear and go after God's vision for your life. He's your biggest fan and support base. He wants you to succeed and is working in your life so you will. Don't give up. Trust in Him and believe in yourself that God is with you. He is your source. With Him, you can do all things. We are in a world of enterprise. Entrepreneurs are leading into the future, all because they forged where others dared to go. The way to develop self-confidence is to do things that you fear most. If you hear a voice behind you telling you you can't achieve, get involved in what you want to achieve and that voice will fade away. By all means, focus on that thing and achieve. At times, opinions spoken are not of men, but of the devil. Remember, Jesus addressed something like this in Matthew 16 and verse 23. The Bible says, "He turned and said to Peter, 'Get thee behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.'" Child of God, by all means, remember this. Nothing ventured is nothing gained. Now keep saying amen and make it loud as I pray. Your vision will not be amputated. All that God has purposed for you in life, for victory and success, will not be intimidated by opinions of detractors. In the name of Jesus. The right word, the right focus, the right people, God will bring your way in Jesus' name. Sound health, sound mind, sound opinions will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. You will break barriers, you will exceed limits in the name of Jesus. Favor and ease for exploit are yours in the name of Jesus. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, it is settled in Jesus' name. Can your amen be a very loud enough one? Amen. Glory to God. Happy birthdays to those born on this date in history, and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. God bless you greatly in Jesus' name. Please keep sharing the podcast. As you do so, many are being touched and blessed. Someone somewhere is in need of this word today. Thanks for your support to keep the podcast across many platforms around the world. I'm grateful and God bless you. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Thanks for listening. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.